Lake Wissota. Once again, here's Pat Kratlow.
I'm looking to see if we actually do have some breaking news. And it turns out it looks like we do based on the Twitter traffic. So let's go to our breaking news correspondent, Luke Mathers, to tell us the latest from the Wisconsin governor's race.
Yeah, I got Reed J. Epstein, a reporter for the New York Times, politics reporter for the New York Times, has shared out that Republican businessman Tim Michaels has struck it from his website that he was endorsed by President Donald Trump in the primary against Rebecca Clayfish. It was pretty much his leading aspect. All of his ads were saying that he was the candidate endorsed by Trump. But if you take a picture, Reed J. Epstein took two side-by-side screenshots of yesterday before the final results of yesterday's partisan primary. And there was a mention before the primary that he was endorsed by Trump. And if you go and look at that same page on Tim Michaels' website,
Same paragraph, same picture, just missing those four little words, endorsed by President Trump.
And there was a hyperlink to it on the previous one.
This is consistent, though, with, remember, before the primary, when he was asked if he would endorse President Trump, he was equivocal. He wouldn't. But then somebody got to him and explained that he needed to. So he said, yes, he would. So now that he's won the primary, he's gotten where he needs to go. And this is a change.
It just feeds into what Congressman Mark Pocan has been posting. He says, big night in Wisconsin last night. Two out-of-touch multimillionaires won the Republican nominations for governor and U.S. Senate. Of course, Tim Michaels and Ron Johnson. Michaels is from out of state. Johnson is from out of planet. That's from Congressman Mark Pocan. And of course he ends with asking people to support Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes. So, before we get back to that, when we were talking about various celebrations and things, you know, some are big events, some are small, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention that, right here in Chippewa Falls, the home of Line and Kugels, tomorrow, marks the return, at the Liney Lodge, no less, of Line and Kugels Sunset Wheat. My favorite, the favorite of millions of Liney's drinkers. Still do not know why they ever got rid of it for a little while, but Sunset Wheat is back, will be revealed tomorrow. And when I go down there, if I see Dick, Jake, or John Leinenkugel, I'm going to ask them to give me the exclusive on what took them so long to listen to me and bring back what's been described as the fruity pebbles of beer. Because of some of the hints of flavor that are in there. Like I said to you last week, Luke, you know how to drink an IPA. You open the can, you pour it down the drain.
We have
simply a different view.
Yes, but I would also, we could add that to the test for Tim Michaels. We should come up with just multiple choice, and you have to circle which ones are actual Wisconsin brews, and he would have to choose between just, and there'd be some wrong ones thrown in there
just from Spotted Cow and all of its Nuclearis, sister brands. Yeah. You know, Moon Man and some of the others. We could totally make up some. We don't even have to go for Kirk Bangstead's stuff, but we could force him to guess if Evers Ale is an actual Wisconsin beer flavor or not. That could be enjoyable.
See, Tim Michaels pegs me as the kind of guy that would go to a bar and maybe order a Budweiser, and that's just not somebody you want as governor of Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
No. And you can't even get away with it by ordering a Mick Golden because, while that's a popular brew in parts of the Midwest, it's still a St. Louis beer from Anheuser-Busch. Cannot let you get away with that. Kristen, before we wrap up our coverage of elections and looking ahead to the general, I wanted to ask if you had any legislative races that you wanted to highlight and you wanted to call attention and shout out in the 5th Senate District and talk about the race there.
Jessica Katzenmeyer. Jessica is a friend of mine. We ran together for assembly in 2020, and she has just won her primary for the 5th Senate District. It's going to be a tough race. She is a fierce supporter of unions. She is an incredible networker, and she's a trans woman, which makes her a very compelling candidate. So I'm very excited to see what happens in this geographically interesting district, as well as up in Door County. We've got, I should say more than Door County, but Northeastern Wisconsin, Andre Jacques, State Senate seat, District 1. Andrea Gage Michaels is a lawyer from the De Pere area, and she is going to give Andre a run for his money, which I really appreciate as a physician, because Andre is the least woman-friendly, least medicine-friendly legislator we have out there, except for maybe Shea Sartwell.
Well, and somehow, unlikely COVID survivor. And
unbelievable.
If anybody should run in his place, it should be his brother, Pierre, whose Twitter account is hilarious in taking shots at his brother and his family. So, yeah, we definitely wish Andrea all the best in that district, too. So, yeah, you've got a lot of races to spotlight over on your corner.
Oh, we could go on and on and on. Jane Benson, running up against in the Marinette area, Northern Green Bay. She is a staunch Democrat, a longtime League of Women Voters, very engaged in the community. I was shocked that she stepped into this gerrymandered district, but she felt like this was her duty. And man, if anybody can win this district, it's going to be her.
So you would think that with the legislature being on a 10-month paid vacation, that not much would be happening. But we talked earlier about our friend Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area. And I see he just tweeted that this is just in. Following Michael Gableman's comments and Robin Voss's comments last night on Michael Gableman's investigation, quote unquote, Democrats on the legislature's joint audit committee are now requesting a comprehensive audit of the Office of Special Counsel. They say the Office of Special Counsel, authorized by Voss, run by Gableman, appears to be one of the most blatant misappropriations of tax dollars in our state's history. Where's the lie in that? I mean, not counting Foxconn, obviously, which had a bigger price tag. But you know, whether the Joint Legislative Audit Committee will be able to do much about that. I know that, for example, Senator Tim Carpenter in Milwaukee has, you know, tried to get audits done as well. But I think it's very important in light of what we heard yesterday over the past couple of days that, you know, this Gableman investigation, yes, it's being tied up in several courts for, you know, terrible behavior, terrible processes. But that doesn't mean there shouldn't be an audit as well, Kristen.
Well, let's recognize that there's also the court of public opinion, and that's where it hasn't been able to gain traction. But maybe now, with Voss being so open about this and with Democrats having a critical mass, maybe we're able to actually gain some ground here.
Could be. And again, the voters are going to have to hear about this and much more through a flood of other advertising and other information that we will try to sift through for you. Thanks, Kristen. We'll do this again next Wednesday.
This is always such a joy, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it so much. Y'all have a great day out there. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitler. See you at UpNorthNewsWI.com. We'll be back tomorrow.